5 years ago today, Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit was kidnapped by Palestinian militants near the Kerem Shalom crossing in Israel. Despite repeated attempts, the International Committee of the Red Cross has been denied access to Shalit, and his family have still no news about his whereabouts or condition. On this fifth anniversary, the ICRC is now demanding that Hamas prove that the soldier is still alive. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Cecilia Goen, spokesperson for the ICRC in Jerusalem.
The ICRC never received a proof of life in the past regarding Shalit. So it's been almost 2 years since Hamas has last provided a proof of life in the form of a video. So, however, the affirmations given since the past 2 years, of course, it's certainly not enough today for the ICRC or even for Shalit's family, of course, to be reassured about his whereabouts. So the organization has recently asked Hamas to provide a proof of life that could confirm at least that Shalit is still alive and hopefully well. Because for all these years, I mean, we're trying to get access to Gilad Shalit, and if that was not the case, we asked Hamas, we requested Hamas several times to be able for Gilad Shalit and his family to exchange Red Cross messages, to be in contact. It's the right he has.
What's the situation regarding humanitarian law on this issue?
Well, he has the right. I mean, according to humanitarian law, he has the right. Any person deprived of liberty, he has the right to be in contact, the basic right to be in contact with his family, and his family as well, to be in contact with the person who is detained.
You talked about his family there. For anyone who is missing a loved one, it must be the last 5 years must have been hellish for them and for anyone who's, as I say, who is missing loved ones.
Absolutely. And one of the main, activities of the International Committee of Red Cross is to visit detainees in prison. So just to monitor the conditions of detention and these people and to have the chance to speak with them, to have an interview, to follow his conditions of detention. If this is not the case, the organization is trying to explain that it's important for this person, for any other detainees regarding an armed conflict, to be in contact with their relatives, which is a basic right, the right of keeping the links with the family.
I'm sure the ICRC is hoping that 5 years on, that there'll be, hopefully there'll be some, that with your continued effort to make contact, that perhaps there'll be something on this fifth anniversary.
Of course, we keep, there were several times that we had the chance to ask Hamas, and we're not talking about just here in Gaza, but also in Damascus, to the highest level possible, to explain that the ICRC, as a pure humanitarian organization, would like to see Gilad Shalit, to see which is his condition of detention, and at the same time to be able for him to exchange news with his family. We hope that this may happen as soon as possible. 5 years is too long.